For my dad, nobody could beat him in the Pain Olympics, which is why he acted absolved from his sins. If they were coming from a place that stemmed from how his abusers treated him, then it was technically them working through him. It was not the real him. The real him would never. That ability to destroy others but believe it was a justifiable act because you, yourself, are a trauma victim is why I started Daddy Recovery. I feared being a bad human being like my dad. I want Daddy Recovery to be healing, not just in the courage it takes to speak on my father's abuse, but the greater courage it takes to bring accountability to myself for how that abuse framed my choices. When you take your power back, you have to see how you choose to continue the pattern of abuse on yourself, even when your abuser was long gone. I repeated the words he told me that made me hate my personality, my body, and sabotage any opportunity I had to be happier and financially wealthier. He made me believe I was nothing because he treated me like his bastard. And I continued choosing relationships with men that replicated the same energy of the claimed unclaimed. Saying someone is your girlfriend while doing nothing for them as a boyfriend. Yet all that stems from a belief that my father refuted, but I have to embrace. I am not my pain until I hand it to others. I feel I have never shown up in my own life fully. I have been a participant, but never its main character, looking at the potential of my own joy and stability like a telescope staring at the moon. Yet I skated by on fully protecting and not fully protecting and prospering myself because I had a big personality that serviced everyone and enough energy to keep getting back up when they took it and left. My dad being one of them. For him, my constant coddling of his abuse, saying things like, "It's okay, Dad, you're just lost," or "I know you're a good person, but you're just not good to me." There are times I become so angry at never unleashing on my father like he deserved because I knew it did not matter. He would not receive any words I said because you do not harm someone and try to your best to make them fail at life if you cared for a single thing they said, like stop. Yet being a better person than my father has still not comforted me. My father was evil, and it comforts me to the power I have to say that now. Before, I thought being a good person was never calling evil by its name. It was using lesser words to describe really big bad actions and acting like by making it less, I showed strength. Now I see being a good person is more well-rounded. It really does mean to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. My father needed truth, even if he cannot hear it. But in that same vein, I needed to speak my truth, even if I was used to not telling it. The reality of my conditioning that to behave and be good meant to never hurt anyone, even those that were hurting you, is why I have anger issues that may not display in rage, but do in other ways like isolation, stress eating, procrastination, suicidal ideation, and overall attempts to just stay doing nothing. Yet I never needed his sorry, and I never got it. So in turn, I want to give myself an apology. I'm sorry, Deandra. I'm sorry that I loved you, but never as much as I loved him and all the other people that, like him, made you carry the relationship until it broke your heart. I'm sorry I did not keep your beautiful heart safe and almost exhausted it to the point of not beating again. I'm sorry that I believed all that makes you great had to be given to everyone but you. I'm sorry that it was not that everyone underestimated you. It is that I underestimated you. I never believed in you as much as I believed in them, and I let you flounder and fail because that is what they wanted. But you only fail if you never try again, if you stay hidden, if you find ways to be with the same type of wolf with a different sheep's clothing. I'm sorry, I really am. Okay, so that episode is called Sorry, Deandra. And, you know, sometimes I'm funny. Sometimes I got to get wise and serious. But, you know, I never told my father how badly, how horrible he was with me. I felt I never fully unleashed with him because he trained me to always coddle him, to always put his feelings first, always make sure he felt good and safe with me. And I was a child in an unsafe situation with a bigamist addict moron that verbally and psychologically abused me and financially did too. But I had to make sure he felt good about it. And it's crazy to me that even as I got older, I still did it. And one of the reasons I cut him off like forever was because he would never want anything else but that. I had to be like, "You're such a good man. You're such a good boy." And It doesn't exactly make me feel better, but it makes me feel understanding towards my situation, that deep down I know my father never listened to me. My father, I told him, stop. I told him, you're literally pushing me on the edge. I cut him off like 4 to 5 times before I did officially. Like, I was clear in my communication that he was hurting me. I think what I wish I would have done was just told him he was evil. It's like, I told him, please stop hurting me. I know that you're hurting me because you're not evil. You're just hurt. But it is malicious to hurt a child. It is malicious to plot against a child. And that's why I say, if you need to unleash on somebody, just unleash on them. It's important that you speak your truth. And that's why I started Daddy Recovery. I never spoke my truth without it being framed according to like some kind of negotiation. I remember when my mother would send me off with my dad, like he would visit, and she says, you know, just be nice to him. That way he'll be nicer. He won't hurt you so much. He won't make you cry. And I know that villainizes my mother if I say it like that. Well, if I say it how she said it. But that's kind of the problem with dysfunctional families. Truth is what shakes them. You know, you shouldn't be in a family where it's not a healthy family where you can't speak the truth. And my father could not handle the truth. He could not handle that he was bad. He could not handle that he was horrible. And even when he admitted things like his addiction, it was always framed in this way of like, I survived addiction. I'm a good person. God loves me. Like, there was never him acknowledging his darkness as his. And this is why I bring up a lot in Daddy Recovery, nature versus nurture. Your trauma could nurture your evil. Your trauma, your childhood trauma, could coddle the aspects of you that in your nature are naturally negative, that are already in there. My dad always was a liar, always, always manipulative. And I think he used his childhood as an excuse for why he was always scheming and scamming people, because as a child, that was a survival tactic. But he became an adult and he was educated. I always say my dad was a scam artist, but he was also a lawyer. So, you know, he had to learn how to get out of the crimes he was committing. But the insanity of him was that I'm not my monster because my monsters were bigger. I'm not my monster because I don't hurt as much as they do. And even when I do hurt, it's really via how they hurt me. And it sucked because I believed the lie. I don't necessarily, now I feel a lot more empowered and okay with saying, not only speaking on my father's abuse, but not protecting him anymore. He really sabotaged my entire existence and my mother. He was one of the most abusively cruel human beings you will ever meet in your life, but charming. And he was so self-pitying that you believed it. Like, he felt so bad for himself that you almost paused on how badly he made you feel about you. Because it was like, you know, it's kind of like when somebody punches someone else and then they start to cry. Everybody looks at them like they're having this breakdown and tries to stop them and comfort them, but nobody grabs a person who was just punched, maybe one out of the 20 surrounding people. And that's what I felt like my whole life. Like, here was this grown man punching me. And I'm bleeding and everybody just went to hold him because he was punching everybody and hitting things and crying for himself. And this was an old man. You know what I mean? And I have to accept that my father would probably die thinking he was a good man. And that's the thing about our concept of revenge or our concept of confronting our abuser. We think they will have this grand awakening of how abusive they were and that revenge is speaking the truth to them, but they can't hear it. And again, that gives me comfort. Because it makes truly me speaking my truth about me speaking my truth. My father did not love me. And he taught me not to love myself. And that's what Sorry, Deandra, this episode is all about. Like, I feel really bad that I continue that pattern for so long. And it's amazing that you, how much you think it's okay. Because if you're being abused since childhood, you know, psychologically tormented and trained by an older man who's called your father, of course you keep that pattern and you think it's right. Like, this is from childhood. Like, this isn't a joke. I feel like so much of my life was under this haze, and I'm waking up and there are moments of like such sadness and resentment. I'm like, my voice is breaking right now because I'm like, wow, how could I have lived so long under that haze? And that's because it's like that old quote, adults are really just children grown up. Of course you stay that long in under your parents' tutelage. Of course you stay that long with those toxic patterns. You are just a child grown up, and you're going to grow more and you're going to grow better as long as you acknowledge that. Tap into that inner child that is playful. Tap into that inner child that is joyous and loving, not just wants to be loved, but loving and easy and lighthearted. And that's what I'm trying to do with Daddy Recovery. And I really hope you enjoy it. So check out daddyrecovery.com for all written episodes. Yeah. And follow on my socials and check out Deandra on all platforms, my music.